It's Super Bowl week, and on Sunday, the Patriots and Eagles will face off in the most important NFL game of the year. But right now, I'm here in Minneapolis, where the game is being held. It's a celebration of the city, which almost hosted its own hometown Vikings were it not for Philly's team. But while it might look like it's all smiles here in the Twin Cities, let's not forget what the past few years have been like. In 2015, an unarmed man named Jamar Clark was shot in the head and killed by police after an encounter. Witnesses say he was handcuffed at the time. In 2016, Philando Castile was shot and killed in front of his girlfriend and his child in his own vehicle. He was reaching for his wallet after the officer asked him to do so. That officer got off. And last year, Justine Diamond was shot and killed by police after calling them to report an assault on someone else behind her home. The NFL's biggest celebration of the year was supposed to be a grand party to cap off an excellent season. And while you'll see all sorts of famous people extolling Minnie's virtues, don't forget that behind all that glitz and glamour is real life and death. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.